We want to thank you for tuning in to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. Today we're going to be looking at prayer. The scripture tells us a lot about prayer. And Thessalonians, for instance, says that we should pray without ceasing. And that Romans states that when we know not what to pray, that we can pray in the Spirit, and the Spirit will pray utterances that we cannot understand, but it's the Spirit praying for us in the Spirit. So there's a model. It's in 1 John. It says that when you pray in my name. So this Jesus saying you pray in the name of Jesus, and whatever your petition is, you make it known to the Lord and he will respond. It's in the gospel. He says that, but in 1 John there's a similar pattern. And so whenever we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for wisdom. And the scripture says if you ask the Lord for wisdom, he'll give it to you liberally. Just an example. So the point is whenever you pray in the name of Jesus, and you make your request made known to God, and the God of heaven will hear you and grant your request. Now, in James chapter 4, verse 3, it says, when you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend it on what you get for your own pleasure. So God's not a cosmic bellhop in heaven just waiting for you to just ring a bell for him to come run along and for whatever your desires or your pleasures are. So just keep that in mind. But James also talks about a double-minded man who prays in James 1 verse 7. Don't let that man who doesn't pray a prayer of faith but is double-minded, swayed back and forth on whether or not he's going to, you know, God's going to hear him. Don't let that man who's double-minded when he prays to the Lord think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. So whenever you pray in faith in the name of Jesus, believing what that God can hear you and that he's going to respond to you, that you have the request that you made known to God. And whenever you pray, pray with the right motive and don't pray for your own gain or own pleasure. And so that's a little pattern for you to just keep in mind. Just bringing a couple of scriptures together to kind of get a little bit of a example for you to use when you pray. The scripture in Galatians talks about a brother who's falling, and that we're to pray for one another, you know, for restoration and stuff like that, and you know, confessing your sins one to another and praying for their restoration. It's not saying that you should just go to people and then just confess sins and ask for them to pray for you. That's a good way for people to gossip about you. You can pray to God and confess your sin to God. Okay, and God will hear you, and your sins are forgiven if you're born again. Anyway, because the scripture says, if we acknowledge 1 John 1, 9, verse 10, and then chapter 2, verse 1, okay? If we acknowledge that we are sinners, and we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin when we come to him by faith to receive him, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, past, present, and future. So the point is when we come to Christ by faith, 1 John 1, 9 and 10, and we receive Jesus, he cleanses us of all unrighteousness, past, present, and future. Keep in mind that God's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He sees all, he knows all, he's all powerful. He knows everything we're going to do. He knows the end from the beginning. So no sin is going to surprise him. His sacrifice paid for the sins of the world. is sufficient for the sins of the world, but only efficient for those that believe. Okay? But the point is that we're still going to miss the mark. And First John chapter 2 verse 1 says, but if you do sin, if you do miss the mark once you're born again, and I've cleansed you of all unrighteousness, Jesus Christ the advocate is before the throne. And then the Greek, using the tenses, this is what it's saying continuously before the throne, saying, I pay for that sin, I pay for that sin, I pay for that sin. Jesus our advocate. So that's what that verse means there. And it also says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 that we should lift up holy hands and that we should pray, lifting up holy hands before the Lord. And understand that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, you know, that's just a couple of things for you to keep in mind, just to understand that, you know, don't be anxious for anything, Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, but in every situation through prayer make your request made known to God. So the other thing you got to understand too is that we can pray that God will give us strength, God will give us that our faith will not fail, that we'll be able to endure. So those are the types of things you want to pray. You want to pray that God would help you to grow. God would give you wisdom through every situation. That God would reveal what His good and perfect will is for you. That's through prayer. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And pray continuously. And God will hear you. And God answers prayer. And there's also, in closing, the parable Jesus gives where he talks about the man who was persistent in prayer and continued to ask, continued to seek, continued to knock, and then the door was opened to him through his persistence. So you have not because you ask not. That's what the scripture teaches there. And but sometimes, you know, you have to be persistent. Persistence breaks down resistance. And sometimes there's just a timing with God, and it's not the timing. Sometimes, you know, God doesn't answer prayer at this time, but maybe in years he'll answer prayer because it's not the right timing for you. You're not at the place he wants you to be at to receive that specific thing you're asking for. And so, you know, these are just some things to keep in mind, that just because God's not answering right away is not meaning that it's no. It just, you know, just be persistent. Just continue to trust God that he's gonna answer your prayer. So and remember this, that when you pray, God doesn't violate people's wills. So don't pray for God to change somebody. Pray for God to change yourself. And you know, because we need to renew our mind, we need to change, we need to grow. So I hope that gives you a little insight. I'm Martin Williams with the good news of Jesus Christ.org.